This is Jerry Lane transmitting Mother Spirit on December 15th, 2016. Dear Mother Spirit and Michael, dear Heavenly Parents, Mother Spirit, we thank you for all you do for us, literally for your presence all around us and right now. All those little boosts, those augmentations you give to our own minds and spirits, so we may fully know things, our knowledge, our understanding, our courage and our worship and our wisdom. All these things that, as the Urantia book mentions, that makes us super-minded and spiritual beings of our own. But tonight especially, we thank you for offering to give us our Christmas message. So we look forward with open minds and warm hearts to your viewpoint of this most momentous occasion here on planet Earth, the birth of Jesus and Michael's human life. So thank you very much. Amen. Good evening, my dear children. This is your mother spirit, Nebdonia. And thank you for that kind introduction. For it is true that my Holy Spirit surrounds you and holds you in the most tender love. This is God Himself is part of you. Is making a record of your life that you call your soul, all your experience here. So too I was blessed to live Michael's life as Jesus right along with him, though for quite a while he was not aware of this. This is one of the gifts that God, his Father, gave him, was to have a fully human life, unaware of who and what he was before then. And you, longtime Urantia book students, please forgive me and follow along as I mention some details of his life as Michael, before his life as Jesus, for the edification and also a bit of teasing for those who are not familiar with the Urantia book to read this part of it. Keep in mind how many hundreds of billions of years old, in Earth terms, that both Michael and I are from the time we left paradise and came out into this part of the galaxy, start our own local universe. That Michael was father to some millions of worlds, much like your Urantia here. And of course, being in touch with all the older universe sons of his order, all the other creator sons all throughout the universe, the hundreds of thousands of others of his kind, he holds regular meetings with. He's very much aware for the longest time of this requirement put upon him by his own father, by God, to actually live the life of his own children. starting with the higher spiritual beings of our local universe. And again, I invite you to get a Urantia book if you don't have one and read again those wonderfully detailed chapters on the six lives he lived as other spiritual beings higher than human. And realize that all throughout this time he knew that he would be required to have a human life. Unlike that of a Melchizedek or higher spiritual being who have no childhood, who are created fully mature beings. He was very much aware that he would be born as a small child and live a human life until his death, physical death, as a person. He's very much aware of this for such a long time and looked forward to it. Also, I invite you to read the advice he was given by his, I would say his fraternal brother, Emmanuel. Keeping in mind that ever since we left paradise, Michael has always had a brother. Not a creator son like himself, but another being equal in spiritual status. A real brother who gave him a lot of advice before he set off to have his human life. So that too was something particular to your planet and the Lucifer Rebellion that cast your earth into such a backward state. This is some of the other things that Emmanuel said that Michael might do, might accomplish during his human life. And then the perhaps not surprising fact that he fully accomplished all of these. Something that Michael shared solely with his father, with God, was his ability to totally surrender himself, to totally give up himself as a creator son, to have a human life, to have a period of just being a pure human being, without the full knowledge and understanding and memory of not only who he was, but what he was, what kind of being he was before his human life. This is why in the Urantia book it states that many years later when Michael went down into the, when Jesus went down into the Jordan to be baptized by his older cousin, this is his last act as a purely human being. For in that baptism by John, he was given a vision of the kind of being he was. It was even cautioned as Jesus left to be by himself for a while and absorb this stupendous thing that had happened to him. In a sense, to have given up his purely human life to once again be Michael in a human body. And all the decisions he had to make as a human person. Meeting his own, our own firstborn son, Gabriel. And being assured that this human life that he had just got through living had met all the requirements put upon him by God and that he could literally give it up at any time. He had fulfilled his requirements. He had had a full human life. Yet he chose, of course, to stay for a few more years and see if he couldn't help transform this world of yours. I say all this so you can appreciate what a wonderful thing it was for him to be born a little baby. And I invite you to look up in these wonderful websites and archives that other people are maintaining for you here. TM Archives and Daynell.org. Revisit Michael's Christmas message of a few years ago, where he said, and I am delighted to re-echo that Christmas is equally, if not more so, not about him and the life he had as Jesus, but you. Christmas is for you. Christmas is for you to recall and appreciate as you see that little baby in the manger. This is how you started. This bawling, buddy little bundle of life. A little nodule of experience. Unique. Unique not only physically from all your brothers and sisters, but with a unique personality right from God and a presence of God within you to record this experience as your soul. As your Ranchi book states, at this moment of coming into birth, your personality has no identity. It's a totally unique but blank slate upon which your life will be written and will be preserved and vouchsafed and safeguarded by a presence of God right within you. This is not only who you are, my dear ones, this is what you are. You are spiritual beings with the potential of eternity stretching out in front of you. And just as Michael had his human life as Jesus, so you too have this most precious thing that even a creator son of God, hundreds of billions of years old and with the experience of nigh onto 4 million planets like yours, that's in Michael's soul. So you too have this ability of a human life, just as he was required to have and delighted to have. And just as Michael one time too came into the full realization of not only who but what he was, so this is this rebirth, or if you will, a new birth in spirit, is possible for each one of you. You too can fully realize and worship and be thankful for God's gift to you of your creative spirit. You too are a creative son and daughter of God. And you too are co-creating your very reality. Just in how you creatively interpret everything happening to you. This makes it truly your life, no one else's. This is yours moment to moment, even hour by hour. and all the spiritually important things in your life, mostly the other people you've known and will come to know. This is part of your soul. And it's your own creative ability that gives you the freedom to make real choices. So in one way, this Christmas is for you, my dear ones. And now as you see that little babe in a manger, born of those two youngsters, Mary and Joseph, think of your own parents. Appreciate their humanity and all that gave birth to you. This is your life. And this is our celebration. This is what makes Christmas so merry and bright. Michael, that is to say, Jesus, wishes you all a very Merry Christmas and a celebration of your birth and your life. Now, if you have any questions or comments this evening, let's do that.
Well, just a comment. Thank you, Mother. An all-encompassing Christmas message. Christmas is everybody's birthday.
Well, amen, my son. That's the delight of it all. And unbeknownst to you, well, maybe you imagine it reading the Urantia book, there is something called universal reflectivity. And in one way, the whole local universe and even beyond also celebrates this great event of a creator son being born on a evolutionary world and living his human life. This is all of you get to live your human lives, starting off for your eternal prospect up there before you. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Me and my love. Well, if there are no more comments or questions, let me wrap up this session with another beginning, another teasing offer, that all through your own worldly history, ever since Jesus' life among you, there have been a number of wonderful songs created to celebrate the event, your Christmas carols. And some of them were truly inspired. One I particularly like is that phrase, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. And so it is with your own life here. All your own personal hopes and fears can be given over to Jesus. It's his spirit of truth within you that if you only tune into it and trust it and give it your whole heart, can be an unerring compass pointing you towards the way to keep growing, the spirit of truth, to honor and be curious and seek for the truth of each moment of your life, of all that surrounds you. This is this wonderful thing of a Creator Son, this ability of His to give this to you, this Spirit of Truth. This is what Jesus told His followers, that in one way He had to leave them as a human being so that He could bestow this not only upon them, and they were definite, they felt that, you know, transformed their lives and gave them the courage to carry on and be truly His followers, but it's also something that is so much a part of you, it can even be greater part of you consciously. If you just open yourself in prayer to this Spirit of Truth of Jesus's, of Michael's, this compass, this orientation towards ever more and ever greater truth. For this, my dear ones, this is what not only your human days here hold in promise, but it's what all eternity holds in promise for you. Worlds without end. And I, your Mother Spirit, my Holy Spirit, would be with you every step of the way. So, please, if you would, feel yourself in my mother's heart. And if you would, from time to time, just say, "Hi, Mom. I'm glad you're with me. I'm glad you too, along with Michael, along with the Trinity, God and the Eternal Son, the Infinite Spirit, I'm glad all of these dimensions are right along with me and everyone else I meet. This is what we are. This is what it is to be human. And so, my dear ones, I hope you can feel this. This is my gift, my Christmas gift. What it is to be a human. What it is to be a son and daughter of God. And of Michael. And of mine. Michael bids you be in his peace and stay and feel yourself in my love. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, everybody. I want to wish you Merry Christmas.
Jerry.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Amen.
Amen.
And thank you, Tom, for getting out the link and stuff. I always love to tune into it myself and see what came through.
Okay.
It felt okay.
All right. Well, I'll get that right out.
Okay.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Merry Christmas, all.